Live from KQED News, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi. San Francisco and Alameda County prosecutors say they're waiting to review evidence before they announce charges against pro-Palestinian protesters who blocked traffic Monday on Bay Area freeways. KQED's Matthew Green reports.
The 12 protesters who were arrested on Interstate 880 in Oakland were quickly released, but most of the 26 arrested on the Golden Gate Bridge were booked and held for more than 24 hours on suspicion of felony conspiracy. The Center for Protest Law and Litigation, which is representing the protesters, blasted the CHP for what it called trumped-up arrest charges meant to silence peaceful protest. Here's Rachel Letterman, the group's senior counsel.
It's kind of a way of inflicting a preemptive punishment before charges have even been filed. So we haven't seen this in recent years in San Francisco or in the Bay Area.
But CHP spokesperson Andrew Barclay argues the protesters posed a serious threat to public safety.
Everybody has a right to protest. People have a right to express their opinions. No one has the right to go onto a freeway and shut it down.
San Francisco DA Brooke Jenkins previously filed charges against 78 protesters who blocked the Bay Bridge in November. But a judge last month ordered them to pay restitution and do community service instead of going to trial. I'm Matthew Green, KQED News.
East Bay Congressman Mark Desaigne is calling on the Biden administration's top environmental regulator to widen its oversight of the Martinez Refining Company. The facility has repeatedly released potentially harmful chemicals into the air over the last year and a half. In a letter to the EPA administrator, Desaigne urges the agency to not just investigate the individual incidents at the facility, but to review the corporate culture that he says is leading to repeated safety violations.
I know that their corporate culture is maximize short-term returns at the risk of the community and the workforce, and I don't want that to happen again.
Desaigne says several PBF executives have ties to Tosco, a now defunct company that owned a refinery in Concord, where two explosions killed five workers in the 1990s. The refinery has yet to respond to a request for comment. Yosemite's famous High Sierra camps are set to reopen this summer after a five-year hiatus. KQED's Billy Cruz has this story.
The camps give visitors a glimpse into the backcountry without the need for a heavy backpack and loads of gear. But due to bad weather, a pandemic, and more bad weather, the famous spots have been closed to the public. The camps, which offer shelter and meals, were established over a century ago with the help of pack mules. They've become so popular that reservations are handed out through a lottery system. Park officials say they'll prioritize those who had their plans canceled back in 2019. I'm Billy Cruz, KQED News.
And in sports, Warriors guard Klay Thompson says he hasn't given his future plans much thought yet. The Warriors faced a loss in a play-in tournament against the Sacramento Kings Tuesday night, where the iconic shooter went scoreless. Speaking to the press, Thompson shared his current priorities.
I would like to win again. One for the thumb would be nice. I still think it's in reach. Just going to, take a huge effort. But other than that, got to think about that. What will really make you happy in the last, few years of your career?
Thompson faces free agency this summer. I'm Aditi Bandlamudi. You're listening to KQED News.